Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's see. We have a we were talking about Pitt on Saturday, and obviously it's a really big game for them. And I think that, you know, this is one of those games that people are asking already about, well, you know, if they win this, do they go to, you know, they'll go to the Sugar Bowl, or they do this or do that, and, you know, will Kenny Pickett play in the Sugar Bowl? And here's my answer to that, or the Peach Bowl, or whatever bowl they're going to go to, Peach Bowl, Sugar Bowl, you know, Fiesta Bowl, Cotton Bowl, whatever the big bowl is that they're, you know, whatever it is. I don't, first of all, I don't follow it that closely, because at the end of the day, there's so many of these projections out there, and so many of them are wrong, because so much negotiation goes on, what bowl wants what team, and this and that and everything, and it's based on who wins this conference and who wins that conference, and okay, now this guy, you know, this team we, you know, thought we're going to win, they didn't win, so now that moves everyone up the spot, and then, you know, it's just so much that goes on and negotiation wise and everything else that it's silly to try and predict. I mean, it seems like the winner of the ACC will go to the Peach Bowl, but okay. My answer has consistently been this. And that is one of those things where I would say, honestly, he doesn't owe Pitt anything. He doesn't owe, you know, he's done his job, especially if he wins the game on Saturday. You know, he came back for a fifth year. He's done his job. And I think that's going to, you know, that's going to be an important thing to remember. If he leaves, he leaves. And doesn't, you know, play the bowl game, who cares? It's the bowl games that really don't matter. What matters is this game Saturday night. You win it, you're going to be a legend. You know? You lose it, you'll still be a legend, but not nearly as much, I would think. But if you win it, you become a legend. It doesn't matter if you play in the bowl game. I know Pitt fans don't want to hear that. And, well, we got a chance to win 13 games or, wait, 11, 12 games. We got a chance to win 12 games, and isn't it? That stuff, it doesn't matter to, you know, if I was advising Kenny Pickett, I would say, listen, you've given everything you can give to this university. Forget about the bowl game. Now go get ready for the Senior Bowl and for the Combine and for all the other stuff. You've done what you had to do. And I know, you know, that probably would irritate some people, but these, you know, what we've seen these past 2 weeks is that college football is no longer about – it's not an amateur sport. It really hasn't been for a long time, but it's not an amateur sport, and it's no longer about the love of college football. There's way too much money involved. And with name, image, and likeness, and with, you know, all the other stuff that goes along with it, the transfer portal, all that stuff, it's become like a business. It's what it is. It's become like a business. And it's big business, and there's a lot at stake now. I mean, you see these coaches all over the place. Listen, I'll tell you what, one of the things that's pretty hilarious to me is that the quote-unquote empowering of the athletes or whatever the hell it was, you know, that we went through last year where all the National Woke Brigade got all excited about, oh, the athletes have found their voice and all that stuff. You know what really has happened? It's also liberated the coaches. It's also liberated the coaches. It's also made it very clear that now coaches are all about the Benjamins. And so, you know, it's amazing if you look at all the movement that's going on, there's a reason for that. They all feel empowered now. Period. And they all know, hey, if the players, you know, listen, players now can get up and leave at any time, and we can't stop them. There's no mechanism at all to slow them down. There's no mechanism at all to stop them from leaving. So we do, you know, we recruit them, we bring them in, we develop them for a year or two. If they want to leave, they leave. So guess what? There's no reason for me to stay around if I have a better offer somewhere else. And that's really what's happening. And it's one of two ways. These guys, you know, either the guys that have used it to go get better jobs, or these guys like James Franklin and Mel Tucker who used it to get much more money out of the university that they work for. But the bottom line is, now that, you know, athletes have no mechanism, there's no mechanism to make them stop from transferring. And now we've got these guys that have transferred. You know, you read some of these bios, this is like their third or fourth school. Okay. Well, guess what? Coaches are now in the same boat. Whereas, you know, before there was some probably semblance of, well, you know, we're going to stay in here, and, you know, we're going to stay the course and all the other stuff, right? Now, it's, hey, I'm going to go get paid, period. Everybody else can go get paid, I'm going to go get paid. And you know what? I don't worry about leaving and leaving my players. Do you know why? Because they can leave at the drop of a hat now. They can do whatever they want to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what's going to happen. And I feel like, you know, when they're going to do that kind of stuff, when they're going to do that kind of stuff and continue to give athletes more and more in college athletics, you understand all you're doing is also empowering coaches. And you're also making it so coaches understand that, hey, it's free agency out there, it's going to be free agency in here. That's really what it is. And so, you know, I think that, you know, when you have these decisions, like, you know, Kenny Pickett, when it comes to a bowl game, guess what? It's got to be what's best for me. What's best for my career? Because that's the way it is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.